The burden I have, and every true fivefold minister should have now, is a consideration of a fact that is before us. Jesus is coming soon. I say it again, Jesus is coming soon. Peter, every believer for years now, 2,000 years, they've been preaching about the coming of the Lord. Peter said, the end of all things is at hand. He said it almost 2,000 years ago. But the same Peter again, in 2 Peter chapter 3, let's read it from verse 1.
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy apostles, and of the commandment of us, by the holy prophet, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that they shall come in the last days scoffers.
They will. These last days, it was a prophecy and it's fulfilling before our eyes.
Walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For these they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old.
It was thus said the Lord. He said it and it came to pass concerning creation. It was his word he spoke.
And the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the word that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store.
The same word he spoke, he reserved for what?
Kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment.
There is a fire that is coming upon this earth. And he spoke it by another word. The same word he spoke that brought creation. The same word he spoke. The same word. The same word. What he say he will do, that is what he will do. Go ahead.
Reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day.
So when God said, don't worry, I'm coming soon, his own soon is not our soon. Go ahead.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
It will surely happen.
In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
Verse 11 again.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
This is where my concern is. Knowing what is before us, how are we supposed to live our life? That is what he's saying here. We must live our lives to reflect this knowledge. We must live our lives to reflect this knowledge. So that whatever you are pursuing on earth here, don't let it be to the detriment of your soul. Have this in mind. Have it in mind. You know, what I observe, you know, those of us who worked in government offices before, they move you from office to office. So usually, when they post you to a particular office, you don't sit down there as if it is your permanent house. So you leave when they say, oh yeah, hand over. Can't you see? They will say, hand over, they appoint a new service chief today. And he said the person is to take over immediately. The next day, he's already giving him handing over note.
That's right.
That means he lived there knowing that any day at all, I can go. And that is the meaning of pilgrim. He said, we are strangers and pilgrims here. If we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, then we will live a life that reflects that this world is not our home. It's difficult to engrave this in the minds of believers these days because of the various voices in the land, supposedly preaching the gospel. But not too many people know that there is also another gospel. There is another gospel. Brethren, that is the body we have. It will reflect on the way we relate. This is a period where believers now study the Bible more than ever before. If studying the Bible is problematic to you, listen, you are not normal if you claim to be a Christian. Study the Bible. Don't depend on the pulpit. Don't depend on what anywhere you are hearing. Don't depend on it. There are some of us that all we know about our Christian faith is prayer. And you are praying to a God that you don't even know. So that you don't even know how to relate with him. And then you see them struggling and suffering. And yet, we serve a God that is merciful. Has he been merciful to you? How can God be merciful to me? And then for the past 1 year, I've been doing dry fasting. Just for one prayer to be answered. If you are undergoing problem, you pray. Amen. See, even medical science. When you go to a medical doctor, he gives you this treatment, you say, this is my problem. And he already know, he doesn't need, this is a problem. The carry stethoscope, say, your heart not a beat well. He will give you the drug. If you take the drug and the condition doesn't change, a good medical doctor will say, go to the lab and test for this and test for this and test for this. Why is your own not going? Then you will find out something. Before I became a believer, I had a medical doctor, a German trained. He told me something. I said, why is your drug so expensive? He said, one thing that shocked him. He said, there is a heart problem. So many years ago, about 1987 or so, he said he gave a drug. He gave people who have a heart problem, and that is his specialization, that he will give the drug that they give in Germany, and it is working. He said, he will give here, it's not working. So he was surprised. So he called his colleague in Germany. And when he told him, I take this, he said, He said, there is the one for export. And there is the one for our own. And the reason is because everybody wants to make money. The standard, the control, in Africa, the standard control in Africa is different from the standard control in Germany. I bought a phone here in Nigeria, and the phone just suddenly packed up. Very expensive phone, suddenly just packed up. And so I was in UK, and I went to Samsung. I have to call the name. I went to Samsung shop. My wife had a similar problem, but she bought her own in UK. So she went and they just said, oh, they gave her another one and replaced and collected the one that was spoiled. That is their guarantee there. So when I took my own, there too, my own too, now the same thing. They say, oh, they looked at it, they say, oh, your own is Africa. There's nothing they can do. Who does this thing like this? Now this thing has crossed to our spiritual life. This thing has crossed to our eternal life. The same kind of gospel that is given to us in Nigeria. Nigeria has the highest fake drug availability. That's right. In the whole world. In the whole world. I went to Ghana, and the apartment that we stayed, the last program we went, the fridge that is there, they put a label there, and they said it's an offense to remove this label. They were stating the capacity, the power rating of that fridge. It is how many watts, it's how many, they say you will put it there so that the person that is buying will know whether this one will consume too much power for him or not. And they put it there, it's an offense to remove it. So that when you enter a shop, you see it, the label there, so that you know what you are buying. Oh yeah, now. Let's come to Nigeria.
Giant of Africa.
Okay, now. Somebody came to me and was testifying. Or will I say testifying now? In fact, he stood here. He stood here. He said he's the first. It was some years back. How he made his money. Said they are the first. That they will go to China and tell them, just make this TV for us. And then when they come here, they have label, they know how to put it and put Sony, Panasonic, and put it there. And sell it the same price as a Panasonic. He said he made a lot of money. People thought that he entered cults in Nigeria. The same thing has entered our spiritual life. Most of the preachers are fake. All tables are full of vomit. The Bible says so in verse 8 of Isaiah 28. Full of
all tables.
All tables.
All tables are full of vomit. And
vomit
filthiness.
And what?
Filthiness. So that there's no place clean.
No place clean. That is the condition of the church today. To find a ministry that will lead you truly to Christ. If you find one, hold on to it. It's a proof of all things. Hold fast unto that which is good. If you want to go to heaven, look for a pastor that you know, this man wants to go to heaven. Follow who? No road. I want to knock off carnality. Too many hangover of where we are coming from. You come to church, do you want to go to heaven or you are looking for a social club to join? To reflect on a lot of things, some of us, by virtue of our position, we see, you just know, these people are not ready to go to heaven. So what we try to do is to do our own duty, because we don't know who is listening to us. They are listening to us all over the world. People tell us their lives have changed. People tell us their lives have changed. Yesterday, Rapture Watch. If Rapture, how many of you watch it? How many people watch our teaching program, Question and Answers, every Thursday? How many people here? There are many of you, you are satisfied that you are connected to a prophet, because all you know about God is to solve your problems. So when you come, you are looking for which prophet you will connect to, which who will be, so that, and then It's time for offering. Here, you will come and drop 1,000 naira. After service, you will send 100,000 naira to the prophet. You see? Now, it is based on your understanding. Now, without faith, read it, verse 6, Hebrew chapter 11.
But without faith,
maybe we read it from verse, which verse now? From verse 4.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently
seek
him.
Without faith, here, I keep reading this scripture every opportunity I have for people to think. Faith here is a revelation. Without revelation, it is impossible to please God. That is why even in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, he said, "For this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything
according to his will,"
according, that is what we say, it has to be by faith, by revelation. You have to know what his will is. If not, you are wasting your time praying. He will not hear you. Therefore, if I am going to depend on God through prayers, I receive anything from God through prayers, the first thing I will do is to know how to approach him. Let me just use that as an example. Verse 24 of Mark chapter 11 as an example. Mark, I'm stressing something.
Therefore, I say unto you, that whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
How many people, after praying, you believe? What is the evidence that you believe? What is the evidence that you believe before you can say, yes, I will receive? They will come to Prophet Joseph. Prophet Joseph will see the revelation and tell you so. Next Thursday again, they are going to Sister Marachi. The same person. The next Thursday again, they are going to Sydney. The next Thursday again. So the oracle. All of them have different oracles are going to consult. Abi. No revelation. No faith. That is what happens. Some people think it's by jumping from church to church that your problem will be solved. Now the next one again, verse 25.
And when you stand praying,
forgive. Okay, now.
If ye have aught against any,
okay, now.
That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Because God answered no prayer of sinners. You too, you don't offend God, and you ask him to forgive you. He said, you should pray like this. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. So it's conditional. It's conditional. I use that just as an example. Therefore, when you decide to go on a prayer, we did consecration. You are doing consecration. We are doing empowerment. Consecration. Say, clean up. And then you want God to do something for you within this period. And you are here, having malice here, having this one here, having the fighting here, fighting with everybody. Nobody likes you. Now you, therefore, when people are praying, Lord, clean me up, help me, reveal my weaknesses. You are praying, anybody, when say, I no go make and this, I should die. Die by fire, die, till the year finish, your condition no change, and nobody die. He said, my yoke is what?
Easy.
My burden is what?
Light.
And my yoke is what? Easy. The best cult to belong to in life is a cult headed by the head of principalities and powers. What is his name? What is his name? Jesus is the head of principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have to learn to walk with him. The kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Do you have peace? Do you have joy? The Bible says all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. But the mystery of it is this. While you are undergoing that consecration, persecution, that suffering, there is an inner joy. Hallelujah. There is an inner joy that keeps you going, that makes the enemy to be madder at you. It will not stop you. They notice that they are persecuting them, but more are giving their lives to Christ. More are proclaiming. Then they stopped. They stopped persecuting. They stopped it. That was when the white horse.
Red horse.
That's when the red horse turned to black horse in Revelation chapter 6. When they discover that they cannot kill you, they cannot stop your joy, then they want to look at that your faith. That your faith is because of a knowledge you have of the word of God. So the next thing that we go is to preach error.
Corrupt your faith.
Because they are after your faith. The next thing that we do, that is what produced the black horse. The next thing they do is to mix whatever they say with error. And take your attention away from the truth. To fight your faith. I say this because the Bible tells us that Christ, he gave us the signs of the coming of the Lord. And when you begin to see these things come to pass, what did he say you should do? Look up. Your redemption is near. But instead of Christians to look up, they are looking more down. You are doing so because you have no faith. And I want to tell the bride of Christ as I continue what I started last week, that there is a revival for homegoing. And the mystery of it all is that it is a secret revival. It is not a general revival. Because that revival is only meant for those that will go in the rapture. So that you understand why many are called, few are chosen. And in Luke chapter 17, please, let's take that reading from verse 20. Let's take it. Let's take complete reading there.
And when it was demanded of the Pharisees,
listen very well,
when the kingdom of God should come,
that is the reason why the perfecting ministry is a word-based ministry. When you see us, I can come and be just exhort you, and be quoting scripture. You won't even know where it is in the Bible. I want somebody to know what the Bible is saying. That's why we take time to read. It looks as if we preach for too long. We preach for too long because we want you to know that what we are saying, we are not the ones saying it. Those who use you and confuse the church, do you see them do Bible study? They will just talk for 20 minutes and they have delivered the confusion they want to drop in your heart. And they collect your tithe and offering. The only long sermon they preach is on prosperity. People are not catching it. So when you come to a ministry like this, open your eye. It may be the extension of the mercy of God for you. To come and hear something. So when we say read the Bible, it's because I want to tell you that these things I'm teaching is not my own idea. It's in the Bible. Or you may be reading, you may not have understood it. He raised me to be a teacher to break it down for you. And in breaking it down, I'll be pointing you more to him, not to me. Yesterday, we played a clip in our Rapture Watch where somebody was giving testimony that if you want to go to heaven, Is that, how did he put it? He should come to their church.
You are not yet born again. Okay, until you sorry. Step your feet
he said, in. You are not yet born again until you come to temple. Temple is a church in Warri. I say it's a lie. No church is a gateway to heaven. You are born again only when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the key to go in the rapture. It's the condition. And you can receive the Holy Ghost anywhere. But how will we know you have received the Holy Ghost? If where you are is in error, you will leave that place. Because the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And he will lead you, guide you to all truth. Stop all this. Next Thursday, we shall be looking at the commercialization of the gospel. On Thursday, I mean, sorry, is it what? Saturday, Rapture Watch. We'll look at it again. People are establishing businesses and thinking that they are preaching the kingdom. And you are busy there promoting somebody's business empire and thinking you are serving God. But no matter what we say is not for everybody. It's for the bride of Christ. It's for the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. But what we are saying is also helping to curb their excesses. Because that was the purpose of the bride television. We said they are everywhere saying things. There is nobody to counter. People are thinking what they are saying is the truth. And that was what made us to also have our bride television. It is through this bright television that they reduced. I say reduced. In fact, it's almost zero. They didn't advertise it again. St. Valentine. Church, they celebrate St. Valentine. We fight that thing and that nonsense. We don't see it again. Now, commercialization, they sell anointing oil, sell this. There was a time it was everywhere. Everywhere. We fought it through the same channel. They come out the advert from TV. Starting from TB Joshua. Now he first come out here. We will continue to say it. We are not saying it for everybody. Because somebody called me when I preached the sermon I titled Anointing for Sale. He called me that year and said, you this man, because you made it before you came into the ministry, you are coming to spoil people's own. I said, I never start. I just told him, I said, I never start. Keep watching. They are not ready. They are not there to serve God. It's a means of making money. Unknown to them, what they are following is fake. I don't know whether I should say this. Somebody go see, say, I know we are shoe now. They go to say, I receive revelation. Not be revelation, the shoe where we are, the fake shoe. As I enter here, finish, the soul come out. A very, very fine shoe. But it cannot take me to my destination. Is somebody understanding me? So, what is the enter message? Come out of that shoe. Come out of it, my brother. It will not take you to your destination. That's why I removed the shoe. Praise the Lord. Open my eyes that I may see.
Silent prayer, I
destination is a fake shoe. May the Lord reveal every fake ministry to you in the name of Jesus. When it comes to salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ gave it this way. Luke 17, let's read it from verse 20.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo, yea, or lo, yea, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall...
The kingdom of God is where?
Within you.
The kingdom of God is where?
Within you.
Why? Because Romans, is it Romans 14, 17? What did he say?
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
But what?
But righteousness and peace.
Righteousness and peace.
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
So the kingdom of God is within you. Go ahead now. Let's read what
Luke
says.
Verse 22.
Yes.
And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it.
Yes.
And they shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them.
Go not after them.
Nor follow them.
All this, any ministry that you are seeing, pointing too much. You want to go in the rapture, go to this place. Go to this place. This is where the rapture will take place. He said, don't go there. Go ahead. They know they read the Bible now, so they can't judge anybody that is preaching.
For as the lightning that lighteneth out of one part under heaven, shineth unto the other part under heaven.
You know, sorry, let me hang it. Because a thought really came to me as I was meditating last night. How wonderful God is. When God wants to do something, no matter how you copy him, no matter how you impersonate what God is doing, he will still leave something that the impersonator will not be able to do. Listen, no matter how Satan tries to disguise himself as an angel of light, he still has a nature. He is a liar. Do you understand? When the Bible said, test all spirits, how will you know that that spirit that is in operation is of God or not? It is not because what he said has come to pass. Pastor Olu, we said it last night in Rapture Watch. It's not because what he said has come to pass. Numbers 12, is it Numbers? Is it 12:6? Numbers, listen very well.
And he said, yeah, now my words.
Listen very well.
If there be a prophet among you,
listen,
I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision.
In a vision.
And will speak unto him in a dream.
So he talks to them in vision, in dream. I, the Lord. We say, and how will you know that it is the Lord that has spoken? What he said will come to pass. Is it not so? The same thing now in Deuteronomy now, chapter 13. Verse 1, 2, and 3. What
if
did he say?
If there arise among you a prophet.
If there arise among you a prophet, and he has already told you how he reveals himself to prophets in visions and in dreams.
Or a dreamer of dreams. And give thee a sign or a wonder.
Listen.
And the sign or the wonder comes to pass.
It comes to pass. Would you say that is of God? Now, Satan can also impersonate this. But now listen.
Whereof he spake unto you.
Revelation come to pass.
Saying, let us go after all that.
Listen to what he is saying.
Which thou hast not known.
Listen to his messages.
And let us serve them.
Listen to his sermons. Are they taking you to Christ or they are taking you away from Christ? Are they taking you to the Bible or taking away from the Bible? This is no matter how the impersonator is, there will be something God will reserve only for himself. That is why he said, what is the sign of the Messiah? The sign of the Messiah, in case any other person come to impersonate that he is the Messiah, what is the sign of the Messiah? As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be
in the whale's belly.
In the whale's belly for three days, three nights.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 40.
This is the sign of the Messiah.
For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly,
yes,
so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights
what
in the
earth. What he's saying is this.
Earth.
This is how you differentiate the Christian faith. Our leader that will lead us unto God, that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No other person comes to the Father except by me. Buddha talking own. Islam talk their own. Hindus talk their own. All religions talk their own, that they are relating to God. But this is what none of them can do. I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to raise it again. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. None, all of them died and they are under the earth. Hallelujah. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. No other leader has that. Brethren, if you have found Jesus, you have found the way to God. Hallelujah. If you have found Jesus, follow him. He's the way. Follow him. Stop this seducing spirit that will take you away from Jesus. That is the assignment of Satan. No matter what they do, they have, when they are prophesying, we that judge, we don't judge with division. You don't use another gift to join a jump. Don't come and tell me, sir, that person that was prophesying, he was in a familiar spirit, they prophesy. You, wait till you take him. If you allow that, the jealousy will come in. They will allow any other person to prophesy. So that only them will prophesy. If you allow that. Listen, church. Whatever that person is doing, he's saying, thus said the Lord, he's giving revelation. We that are Bible anchored, we are judging everything you are saying from the word. So when they get prophecy in temple that Jesus is coming next year, so many years ago, now they give that revelation. Jesus never come. And it's all of that man of God to do deliverance on that man. Because they are promoting them. Because that period, everybody will rush there. Okay, now. We will judge them. We will judge them by the word. Once you are prophesying in Brother Assembly Church and you say anything contrary to the Bible, we'll come out the microphone from your hand and start deliverance on you. So that you know where our anchor is. It's on the word of God. It's on the word of God. Please go on, read that scripture for me. Where are we?
Verse 24. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven, shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day.
Uh-huh.
But first must he suffer many things,
yes,
and be rejected of this generation.
Yes.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall he also be in the days of the Son of Man.
Uh-huh.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
Uh-huh.
Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sowed, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom,
they were just living their life as if nothing will happen. Uh-huh.
It rained fire and brimstone from,
yes,
heaven and,
yes,
destroyed them all.
Uh-huh.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
In that day, he shall be upon the house top.
Now see where I am going. Listen very well.
And his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
Okay, now.
I tell you, in that night there shall be two
men. Listen very well. In that night, there shall be two men in one bed.
The one shall be taken.
One shall be taken.
And the other shall be
left. I want to give you the meaning of this scripture. From 34. I want to give you the meaning. Listen very well.
Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord?
Now, before you read verse 37, from 34 to 36, you will notice that, let's go back again. He said, two men will be in one bed. What are they doing there? They are sleeping. That is a condition of the night. That's a condition of the night. It means this will be at night time. The 35.
Two women shall be grinding together.
So, grinding together there, that will be in the morning. Preparing the food for the day.
Two men shall be in the field.
That will be in the afternoon. They are in the farm working.
The one shall be taking the other left. And they answered him.
Now,
and
answered so you can see that it is a global exercise. Because we are not all in the same time zone. So the rapture will take place at the same time all over the world. At the same time. While some people will be at night, some will be at daytime, some will be in the evening time, but the rapture will take place at the same time. That is one understanding of that scripture. Now verse 37.
And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever...
See the answer. The answer is a very unusual answer, but I want you to understand it.
Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together.
Where will this place happen? Jesus said another confusion. He said, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Matthew said, wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. Wherever food is, wherever fresh food is, that is where eagles, you will see eagles gather around that food. What he's saying here, it can be explained very easily. The eagle is looking for food to eat. The eagle is looking for food to eat. In the message that I preached some time ago about the third pool, the pools of how fishes are caught, the first thing the fisherman does is to put a bait in the hook in a small river. He put it to attract the fishes. Once there are some fishes that anything that drop inside water and food, all of them will run to eat it. But the fisherman is not looking for those small, 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 small fishes. He has come, he wants the big fish. And so, he will drag, when they are coming, like this, it will not attract the big fish, because the big fish knows that this thing that these people are going there now. So if you be sending a wood, they just throw it there. Go and eat, finish, eat poison. If you be on top of your when they pot it, they see they run there, small time now. All of them go die. It don't move anyhow. It will stay there, they look at the reviver. Then he will draw it up a little so that those who are not sure will look at it. Be like say food, they are true, true. Then, Philip will find Nathaniel. Philip saw it and told Nathaniel, but Nathaniel, come on. Come and see what I have seen. Where? He knows you. Hey, in Ijesha. Those people, they wear something. Those people, they wear something. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Because they are known for the kind of people where they're there. That's what they do there. That's what one time Judas came. Thaddeus also came. with a revival, the thing faded away. Another one don't come again. Jesus of Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Ijesha? What did Philip tell Nathanael? Say it again.
Come and see.
Say it again.
Come and see.
Because it is the likes of Philip and Nathanael that the fisherman is looking for. They will not come until there is something to eat there for their nourishment. Prosperity gospel will not nourish your spiritual life. Deliverance ministry will not nourish your spiritual life. Prophetic ministry will not nourish your spiritual life. There is something else that will nourish your spiritual life. It is the manna from above. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is the manna. The true bride of Christ, they are looking for where the unadulterated word of God is preached. And anything that will bring healing, antibiotic, is bitter. Anything that will give you healing, it will first be bitter in your mouth. Then it will be sweet in your belly. It will bring healing. As I'm preaching now, you don't like the way I say it because you want me to say something that will give you faith to receive a miracle alert. To solve your immediate problem. That's not what you're looking for. But I'm telling you, what I'm giving you is a total complete package. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's a complete package. Jesus said, all power is given to me. In heaven and on earth. Listen, all power. Not some, all power. He said it in verse 18 of Matthew 28. All power.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Uh-huh.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the
My
Son.
My emphasis is all power is given to me. The same Jesus, after transformation, we read it today in Matthew 17. The voice from heaven announced him to the whole world, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. When he speaks, I have spoken. Why? He and the Father are one. Now in Romans chapter 8, and verse 14. Listen, from verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Listen.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Uh-huh.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit.
That what?
That we are the
that
children of God.
That we are the children of God. Now listen very well.
And if children...
If we are the children of God...
Then yes.
We are heirs of God...
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
That is the word. We are what?
Joint heirs with Christ.
We are what?
Joint heirs with Christ.
We are what?
Joint heirs with
Christ.
We
are joint heirs with Christ. Who is Christ? Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 says Jesus is our elder brother.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that might be the firstborn. Among many brethren.
He is the firstborn, therefore he's our elder brother. That is why we are joint heirs with him. The authority that Jesus has, I have it also. And it's not sacrilegious to say so. It is the Bible. It's because we don't know who we are. And the reason we don't know who we are, or the effect of that lack of that knowledge, is making us live our lives anyhow that shortchanges us of our blessings. We live and sell our birthrights because of what we eat here. Here, instead of exercising authority, we are crying. And so, living a life of authority We are living a life of fear. You're afraid to go to your village because of one witch. Hey! All power is given to us. And the day I preached it here, I told you that there is a stage we reach in this knowledge that you will not even pray in the name of Jesus. You already have the authority. But I was careful to say, because I have too many enemies. They will say, I'm teaching the people that you don't need to pray in Jesus' name. I say, whether you pray in Jesus' name or not, heaven will answer you. You have to speak, and heaven will back it up. Oh, glory be to God. We are carriers of authority, brethren. We are carriers of authority. The which authority? Jesus Christ purchased that authority for us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The life that I live by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not too many people know it because you don't study the Bible. I spend more time reading the Word of God than the time I spend in prayers. What is prayer? How many minutes will I tell God to do something for me? How many minutes will you tell God about my financial condition? He already knows before I even start praying. So you want me to stand? That's why he said, don't go about repeating. No. Say it. He's just waiting for you to say it. He already knows your need, but he has a principle you must ask. He said, avoid vain repetition. Father, change. You spend 1 hour saying change, then the next 1 hour, change my condition. Are you normal? Who do you this thing like this? Your own children, that is how they approach you to receive something from you. And so you see how where Christianity has been messed up. Every problem you have, you go to some church, they will say, start dry fasting. But when you come to Brother Assembly, we want to examine whether you are under the blood.
Revelation.
That's why they will tell you, have you been baptized? What type of baptism did you do? Correct it first so that the blood will speak for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. Listen, salvation is very interesting. We read earlier that we didn't choose him, he chose us. In John chapter 15, verse 16, let's read it again.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit.
Many are called, but few are
chosen.
The whole of Israel, they are covenant children of God. Out of the maybe millions of the Jews, he chose only 12. In Psalm 65 and verse 4,
blessed is the man whom thou choosest,
yes,
and causest to approach unto thee, that we may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of the house.
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Listen. When you choose him, you will cause him to approach unto thee. For which reason? That he may dwell eternally with you in thy court. So that you see, those that are choosing, they are those that he will cause them to come and know him and know where he's dwelling, and then dwell there with him. Not everyone that is called is chosen. That is the mystery. That is why in Psalm 91, our popular scripture from verse 1, what did he say? If we read it up to verse 6, see the way it is put there.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Where?
In the secret place of the Most High.
Where? In the secret place of the Most High
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Now listen, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, the reason is because salvation is a mystery. Salvation is a secret. That's what I said last week. So that when God brings you so far to understand the mystery of salvation, that will give you reason to serve him faithfully. Because it is the highest display of the mercy of God. People don't know the difference between a wife and a concubine. The day you get to know the meaning, then you'll understand that the Church of Jesus Christ has the bride and has the concubines. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Genesis 25, verse 3.
And Jokshan begat Sheba and
verse
Dedan.
Verse 3. Okay. Verse 4.
And the sons of Midian, Ephah and Ephah.
Verse 5.
And Abraham gave all.
Now listen, this is the verse. This is the verse I'm looking for. What did he say? Listen very well.
And Abraham gave all.
Now listen, before you come to verse 5. You know, Sarah died. Sarah had a child of promise. What's his name?
Isaac.
Shout it if you know it.
Isaac.
Thank you very much. Isaac was a child of promise. Now, the wife of Abraham has died and gone. Abraham married again, but this time it was not the type of marriage that he had with Sarah. He had concubines that had children for him. What did he say? Read on verse 5.
Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac.
Uh-huh.
But unto the sons of the concubines.
Unto the sons of the concubines.
Which Abraham had.
He did not deny them anything.
Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son.
Listen very well. Oh, my head was cut. This scripture just coming to my head. And it didn't even come to me before. Listen again. Verse 5.
And Abraham gave all that he had.
They are all his children. Oh, many are called. Okay, now. But what?
I gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines.
But to the sons of the concubine,
which Abraham had,
what did
Abraham
he give them?
Gave gifts.
He gave only gifts and did what?
And sent them away from Isaac.
Sent them away from Isaac. Send them away from Isaac. So that you know why we do not belong to Christian Association of Nigeria. They are the concubine churches. We are not one. But they are one. What is it? It is this revelation that will make us in this church. We don't speak against gifts, anointing anywhere. Too many scriptures to prove it. He gave all. There is something else that Isaac had that those concubines didn't have. Sons of the concubines. All they know is gifts, anointing, power, fire, prayer. Go to the YouTube of those people. Millions are followers. But when you go to the channel that does Bible study, you will see 200. 200 views. 300 views. The reason is simple. We have the concubines and we have the bride. There is a mystery about redemption that everybody must not know. Only those who will go in the rapture. That is why many are called. Then he will select them. The many there, he will speak in parables. Talk to them in parables. But when he is alone with the chosen, then he grants them understanding of those parables that they are confused outside. How can a preacher who even has doctorate degree in philosophy look at salvation and say water baptism has expired? No need again for Holy Communion. And so he told Timothy that since you were a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Because it's not every scripture that leads you to salvation. But every scripture here is effective to get anything you're looking for. If you're looking for money, it's in the Bible here. If you're looking for deliverance, it's in the Bible here. If you're looking for eternal life, it's in the Bible here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you are not looking for eternal life and you are in Brad Assembly Church, you have missed road. Because here, only people who are looking for eternal life will enjoy fellowship here. If you just want only deliverance, go to the mountain where there is a fire and brimstone. If you want motivation, go to motivational speakers' churches that will motivate you to go along to achieve worldly wealth. But we know that when you have eternal life, you have everything. We are not against prosperity. We are not against deliverance. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Automatic. All these things will follow. It will follow. That's why he gave us power. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. That's why here, every Thursday in the morning, anointing service to chase away any nonsense, try to disturb your progress. That is why every Friday night, we are here for a vigil. Pray, because we are to pray without ceasing. We're in a battlefield to stop us from enjoying the benefit of the cross. And we possess it by force. We're in a battlefield and we will not relax. But we will hold on to heaven. How many people want to go to heaven? Then listen very well. You came here because God saw you that you want to know about heaven. He says, so I'm calling heaven, but I call it home. Pentecostal churches. They sing this church for Pentecostal churches. He said there is a song that angels cannot sing.
Amazing grace, how sweet a song.
How sweet the sound.
It's only the bride that will say, see me through.
Lord Jesus, see me through.
See me through.
See me through. Lord Jesus, see me through.
There is a race.
There is a race.
It is the hidden manner. It's not for everybody because Jesus himself says, you don't take precious thing and give it to swines. They don't do that. They won't have value for it. Because that's not what they're looking for. It's not precious. It's only the bride. Verse 44, Matthew 13. Matthew 13, verse 44.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field.
Where is it? It's hidden. It is what? Hidden. It is hidden. So not everybody knows it is there, knows where to find it. Eh?
The which when a man hath found, he hid it, and for joy thereof, goeth and selleth all that he hath.
To sell all that you have is not to sell your land. All the ideas you have, all the denominational nonsense they put in you, you throw it away and correct your water baptism and correct that tongue they taught you to speak. Speak the correct tongue, operate the gift you have. Make your calling and election sure. And in verse 45, he gave another explanation.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man.
Yes.
Seeking goodly
pearls. You are seeking for something, yes.
Who, when he had found one pearl of great price.
The price there, the cost of that thing.
Went and sold all that he had.
And did what?
And bought it.
Whatever it is, you know, whatever it will cost to me, that is why it's easy. For our sister to stop wearing trousers, it is the cost. That is the price. There is nothing that can be compared, that can be used to compromise getting this pearl, this precious thing. And that precious thing is eternal life. Oh, he opened his eyes. Verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. But as it is written, I have not seen,
nor yet heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
You have not seen it. Apostle Paul was taken to the third heaven. What he saw, he said, a mouth cannot describe it. So that you know what he saw. That's why he was ready to go through what he went through. That pearl of great price is what God has prepared for them that love his appearing. How can I know that and compromise that with these earthly things? What will it profit me? I gain everything here that will not follow me to the grave. And yet, everybody knows that we shall all stand before our Maker one day and give account of how we served him here. So that you will know why Apostle Paul dropped everything. And that you will know, even Jesus Christ, he said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured, he endured, he endured. There was something he saw. There's something you saw. Upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. Yet, it will take God to give you this revelation because it is hidden. It's not revealed to all. That's why the songwriter says, come, to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us the way. Understand the church. We have Agberos, National Union of Road Transport Workers, Association Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, Christian Association of Nigeria. You know, they do politics. They campaign for offices because there is budget. Hallelujah. There are Agberos in, stop looking at my leg. There is, some of you to listen to what I'm saying, they look at my leg. Because they will load the vehicle. They know where every vehicle is going. They will look, the driver doesn't make noise. The driver is seated until the vehicle is loaded. Then he will take them to their destination. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he will take them to their destination. And the next thing is, what does he collect? Tithe and offering. And then he will leave the rest, the driver, to take them to their destination. He's waiting to load another vehicle. He is permanently rooted on earth here. He has no direction, nowhere he is going. But he is to load the vehicle. And God does not owe anybody anything. Anytime you work for him, he will pay you. So that you don't make mistake that any minister is prospering with this, with that, with this, with this. And then it's evidence that God is with him. God is only rewarding him for preaching his word, for letting the world know that he is there. I'll tell you another example. Now, church condition, I tell you so. I'll tell you I'll give you another example. When a man, now listen, when they enter that vehicle, I must not forget this. When they enter that vehicle, you know, there is always a discussion between the passengers and the driver. They have finished with the agbero. Now that they are in the vehicle, now, you know, who are they looking up to as their leader? It's the driver. That is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, the same thing now. Before a man can pregnant a woman, How many sperm cells do you need? Millions. Million, 30 million, 40 million, 50 million. If you have only 10 million, they call it, you can't pregnant anybody. It's many, many. There must be many to produce one child. All of them look the same. All of them appear the same. All of them answered altar call. All of them are members of that church. All of them are there, but only one will have life after. So you think, I see all of you sitting down here, and I'm deceiving myself that all of us are going to the rapture. I know better. There are some here that have escorted somebody to come here and receive eternal life. How do I know? Your response to what we do here. Your response to what we preach here. There are some that are even working with Elijah. Elisha. The Gehazi ministry. I hope there's no Gehazi working with this Elisha. And what I reject, they'll go behind and collect. Everybody is there for their own purpose. And it is what you are here for, you focus on. Now, when they come onto the ovary, I said it last week, the womb, medical doctors, you know it. Immediately that one whose name is written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, immediately the one that is ordained unto life enters, the womb closes. The door is shut. What happened to the rest? They die and flush out. There are many churches that are dead churches. No life there. Oh, this pastor, you condemn too much, condemn too much. One sister said her husband stopped them watching Bright TV, say, because this man, they condemn too much. You see, his mentality needs reformatting. Because he's not listening to what I am saying. Because somebody told him that we are one. Stop criticizing. We are not one. The church is a mixed multitude. The owner of the farm planted something. An enemy came and planted his own there too. We know who the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. We know who is who. When I tell you, no. You divorce your wife and marry another one. Contrary to the Bible. We say he's wrong. He says, stop criticizing. Leave him. He's a servant of God. He's only God that can judge him. The spiritual man judged all things. The Bible says so. The Bible says so. So that you'll understand who we are. This man that is preaching here, do you think he's preaching to look for members? With what I know? If you like, come. If you like, don't come. It will not shake my faith in any way. After all, how many more years have I got to live if he still tarries? Why will I joke with my life? I'm more there than here now. And I'm telling you, get a pastor that is ready to go to heaven. Don't follow a man that does not want to go to heaven. Listen, of course, we have old men too that are building kingdoms on earth here. It's another mystery. So we know who is who. The biggest churches in Nigeria, in the whole world. See, there are two types of churches. Let me show you. We read it earlier. Matthew 7 verse 13. Let me tell you.
Enter ye in at the straight gates. Uh-huh. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Uh-huh. And many there be which go in there.
Again, please.
Enter ye in at the straight gates. For wide is the gate, And broad is the way.
Broad is the way
that leadeth to destruction.
That way leadeth to destruction.
And many there be which go in thereat.
Read again verse 14.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life.
How many people find it?
And few there be that find it.
But now listen. Listen, you are speaking English. It is one thing to find it. It is another to enter. Oh, if you want to hear the truth, go to Bride Assembly. You have found it. But are you following what they are teaching you there? But the interesting thing is this. Those ones are flushed out. See, okay, I'll come back to that other one. Now, after the door is closed, listen, after the door is closed, that is when the true process of transformation, perfection takes place. Therefore, the chosen revival is a secret revival that will make you perfect you to become a human being. Bless this brother for me. While man slept, the enemy came and planted. Do you normally dream? You don't dream. You know the dream.
I dream.
You know the dream.
Yes, sir.
God, they talk to you through dream. God talks to you through dream.
Yes, sir.
So when in time God wants to reveal something to you, it's where you sleep. I'll catch all of you when no one hear the truth. Foolish virgins. That's how I know foolish virgins. He who has ear to hear what I'm saying. All of my life, the most interesting aspect since I gave my life to Christ is when the sermon is going on. That is why even if it's a woman preacher, they preach, I listen because I will catch something there. Even if it is, whoever is preaching, I will either catch the error or I will catch something that will increase my knowledge. That's the truth. This is the most sincere part of this service today. This is the only one that will hit you in your heart. This is not the type, the one that when I talk now, you fall under anointing. Because you will be too broken down to fall under anointing. There is no excitement in this. But if I tell you that tomorrow, oh, I said, take this 10 million naira attached you, you will fall under anointing. With that, why are they shouting more behind me? They need that anointing. That anointing, they bring healing, you know. Because one sister entered my office like that. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, she's here, now she didn't hear me. And so I bought her, her phone lost, so I bought her a new phone without informing her. I didn't send for her, she just came to greet me. And then when she finished, she was going, I said, come. I said, take this. He said, it's a lie. That is a lie. Hey. And then later on, she told me that she came to my office limping, but as soon as she received that phone, the pain disappeared. Praise the Lord. So these things also, you know, bring healing. I know. Hallelujah. Chibuzo now. I know if I just say after service, come and collect some amount of money. I didn't say you should. I'm just giving an example. I'm not giving that example again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you sleep, when someone is going on, I wonder what you came here for. This is not a church where we preach for 15 minutes. So although I was soon close, I have just about 5 minutes or 10 minutes more. But listen, church. Listen. I'm telling you so that you will understand why the bride revival does not attract crowd. That's all I'm trying to prove. So that you understand, it does not attract crowd. The bride revival is only for the elect. And only them will know the mystery, will understand the mystery of the kingdom. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. But to them that are out there who could not enter into the womb, it is not given. Now it is when you come in now, we begin to tell you things that you know, but they cannot know outside. We had to deal with that issue yesterday when we saw a message that somebody is preaching at Warri, that Armageddon war is the final war, final war. The same person now saying that the two witnesses, those two prophets, in Revelation chapter 11, he said there will be Gentiles that will take the gospel to the Jews. And to tell you how confused that pastor is, the gospel will only go to the Jews when rapture has taken place and gone. So who is that dead Gentile that will go and take the gospel to the Jews when the door is already closed to the Gentiles? And people look at that church and say it is end time because they preach water baptism in Jesus' name. They preach this and they preach holiness. It's more than that. The reason is they can never know it. They will crumble there. Do you see any of the big time preachers going to the book of Revelation? They can't try it because it is reserved only for the secret place of the Most High. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is the reign in James chapter 5 and verse 7. That is the revival reign. That is the revival reign.
Be patient, therefore, brethren.
Listen to what Apostle James is saying.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain.
Until he receive the early and the latter rain. Then the rapture will take place. And that rain is the rain that is falling now. And it is so secret until people don't know it. People don't know there is something going on. Could that be the reason why? Since this church started, we have always been in the backyard. We don't even live in a community where you say people that come in here are our neighbors. They live here. They don't. If you cross the road now and go to Ijesha, and say there is a bride, they say, which one be bride? They don't know bride because the church, they know is near road. While our own is a backyard. Where did he prepare Moses? At the backside of the desert. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When he gathered them in the upper room, did Jerusalem know? When he told them they should go and wait in the upper room, did Jerusalem know? Millions were there. They didn't know what was going on. When Noah entered the ark, did they know? Did the people know that God was dealing with somebody secretly? What destruction will come? Those angels that went to Lot, what did they do? They blinded all others so that they won't understand what is happening. Closed the door and began to talk to Lot. Move out quickly. Destruction is coming. Did they know? The bride revival, the choosing revival, is a secret revival. It will not attract everybody. However, we will continue to go for evangelism. By the 1st of May, Bride TV will be 13 years old. And we have spent over 1 billion naira to maintain that channel. So that maybe there is somebody somewhere that God has ordained to come in through us. They will also hear it and be part of it. They are gathered all over the world. We see some of them on Zoom. Some of them are on radio. Some of them are on Bright TV in their various localities all around the world. Gathered there. What are they doing? This is where the carcass is, and that is where the eagles are gathering. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, as I conclude.
Having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Again.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without
wavering.
Please
stress it now. Read it now. You'll be pastor now. Read it now. The person who is having read.
Let us hold fast the
Hold fast.
The profession of our faith without wavering.
See. Why I say read it well is, fast can mean hurry. Then fast can mean tight. What you use here is tight. So say hold fast. That's what I wanted you to say. Hold fast, because there will be attempt to dismantle it from you. The profession of our faith without
wavering. For he is faithful that promised.
Verse 35.
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
There is a reward, brethren.
For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come.
Certainly.
And will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith.
By revelation.
But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Remember Lot's wife.
But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
And he said, he who has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, even now. Lot's wife was in the inner room and heard what those blind people did not hear. And yet, she couldn't make it. He who thinks he stands, take heed, lest he fall. What the Spirit of God is doing now is that bride revival. Looking for his own, the big, big fishes to catch and take home. The perfecting ministry is perfecting us, trimming our lambs of revelation. He said, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Is your name truly written in the book of life? How do you identify them? He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If Christ come now, will I go with him? He will shout. You know, he will hang in the air. He will not come down. You know, he's not coming down. He will just come. The Bible says we shall meet him in the air. Read in verse 16, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
He will descend from heaven with a shout. That shout is come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of error. Come into the inner chamber.
With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Where will we meet the Lord?
In the air.
Where will we meet the Lord?
In the air.
He is not coming to step his feet here. He will stand there and magnetize his own. How will he do it? He will shout your name. Come up, either. Can we stand? When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. Say it if you are among us. Your heart, your heart, your heart, your heart. Oh,